हरि ओम। लास्ट वीक श्लोका कवर्ड बाय सुधा जी वाज नंबर 13 वेयर भगवान श्री कृष्ण टेल्स हाउ टू पोजिशन आवर बॉडी विद हेड नेक एंड बैक इन द सेम स्ट्रेट लाइन ड्यूरिंग मेडिटेशन एंड अनमूविंग। वन शुड नॉट मूव द बॉडी ड्यूरिंग मेडिटेशन। And where should our attention be, even though the eyes should be kept closed? The attention should be as though on the tip of the nose. So not to forcefully position the eyes that way, but just generally keep attention be just be on the tip of the nose. Some people say bruvo in the middle of the forehead. Again, not to strain the eyes, but just gently the attention should be on that. And one should not look here and there. If the eyes are open, do not look here and there. If they are closed, obviously. So having now told us how to adjust the body and the mind for meditation, Bhagwan is now telling us how to proceed on this path of meditation, and then what is the benefit of, what is the supreme glory of this path? We'll cover that today in two shlokas. So number 14, chapter 6, number 14. Prashantatma vigata bhihi. Brahmachari vrate स्थितः मनः संयम्य मच्चित्तः युक्त आसीत मत्परः। टुगेदर प्रशांतात्मा विगत भीः ब्रह्मचारी व्रते स्थितः मनः संयम्य मच्चित्तः युक्त आसीत मत्परः। यू सी हाउ डिटेल्ड दीज इंस्ट्रक्शंस आर फ्रॉम भगवान ऑन द पाथ ऑफ मेडिटेशन। सो ही सेज वन हु स्टार्ट्स ऑन दिस पाथ एंड फॉलोज व्हाट ही हैज एक्सप्लेन्ड इन द प्रीवियस श्लोकस, his mind becomes shant. One is shant, one is prakarshena shant. He becomes extremely quiet. That is one. Then vigata bhihi, and all his fears are gone. Gata, vigata, completely gone, all his fears. Then third is brahmachari vrate sthitaha. The person is stationed as if he is a brahmachari. So what is the meaning of brahmachari here? Bhagavan, we will try to cover that, what he means by that. So these are instructions: mind quiet, no fear, sitting as a brahmachari, vrate, in the vow of brahmachari. Then mana samyamya, having completely controlled the mind. Samyamya means completely control the mind. And machittaha, and the mind, where do you place it? Place it on Bhagavan. If we are meditating on the form, then you can meditate on the form, but ultimately the form should lead you to the formless. That is within me, that is the self, not only of me, but of all living beings. So mind should be positioned on me, Bhagavan says. Yukta, and connected. My mind should be connected with my intellect and connected with God. Asit, he should sit. He or she. Matparaha, making me the supreme goal. So mind peaceful, no fears, sitting as a brahmachari, mind controlled, mind connected with Bhagwan, and he should sit, making me his supreme goal. So let us see one. So Prashantatma, we have seen that when the mind is not running out into the world of objects, is not disturbed by senses, which we had practiced in meditation today. And is not coming up with its own sankalpas, own ideas. In the time of meditation, every idea comes. So I have to control those. And the mind becomes very quiet. So a person who regularly meditates and is advanced on this path, you will find he is not only peaceful inside, but also outside. See, there are two kinds of pollution. One is external noise, disturbance from, you know, situations or from the news or from some incident. And the second disturbance is within. So this person is peaceful inside and outside, even in all circumstances. And such a person, he or she has a presence. That's why when we are in the presence of these Mahatmas or these Swamis, we feel a lot of peace because they radiate that inner peace out also. And that is the hallmark of this man of wisdom, that in his presence, do you feel peaceful or you feel agitated? If you see some person and he agitates you, he's very much disturbed inside, then, but how do we react with such a person who is very agitated, who is very hostile? React with peace. If I am peaceful, no matter what this person does, it will not disturb me, and then I'll become a source of peace outside. Then the second is rigata bihi, without fear. So what kind of fear do we have in meditation? People describe that when they sit in meditation and when the mind becomes quiet, they feel, oh, I am going into nothingness. And will I ever come back? See, people have this fear that if I go into deep meditation, samadhi, will I come back? What will happen to my wife, my children, my bank balance, my car? Nothing will happen. That fear is also misplaced. Then the mind has to be gradually controlled, because we are used to what we are. Like a person is peaceful, he always wants peace. A person who is disturbed doesn't wants peace, but he doesn't do anything to achieve that. So there's this beautiful story. So there were these two friends. One lived in the village and one lived in the city. The one in the city, his house was next to the airport. And you know, in India, all the planes land at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., you know. So if your house is near the airport, you are constantly hearing all these international flights. So the man from the village visited his friend in the city, and in the morning he woke up, his eyes were all red. So the man said, what happened to you? He says, last night I could not sleep a minute. So the man in the city says, why? He says, every time I would doze off, a plane would land, and all night I kept hearing planes. Couldn't sleep at all. I'm going home. So he goes home. So after a few days, he invites his friend from the city, come and visit me in the village. And the man from the city comes. And in the morning, he said, how was your sleep? He thought, I couldn't sleep a minute. He said, what? You couldn't sleep a minute? It is so peaceful here. He said, that is the problem. I'm so used to plane noises all night that peace was disturbing me. I couldn't sleep. So that is what happens. We get used to either a peaceful situation or an agitated. But in both of them, one should not get attached. If agitations are there, you know, they are coming, try to find the source. If you can eliminate them, if not, Just be peaceful inside. So I should become a radiant of peace. Peace should radiate from me. And that is how one should live. And that's how these great Mahatmas live, because they are so connected with the inner self, with God's presence within. And God, as we know, is all love, compassion, peace, kindness. So they radiate that peace, kindness, love, compassion. So that's why we are always happy when we are in the contact with such people. Then he says, Brahmachari Vrate Sthita. What is Brahmachari? Our idea of Brahmachari is one who has no contact with the opposite sex and controls that. Now that may be okay for a sannyasi who has taken up and who has given up his worldly possessions, objects, and has, you know, nothing to do with, and also reduced his attachment to people. But for people like you and me who will live in the world, we have families and, you know, objects and all. And these brahmacharis also there who are in the monasteries, they have minimum contact with the world. But you and I, we have to deal with the world, go to the bank and post office and, you know, do all those things, grocery store. So how to control the mind? So brahmachari there, it means moderation, control the mind. Let us let the mind not run too much into the world of objects, but limit it. So I don't have to go unnecessarily to different places, talk, deal with, you know, unnecessarily people, talk too much, spend too much time on the phone, on the internet, on the news. So reducing, yeah, one has to know the news, what is happening and so on. But in moderation, so my contact with the world should be moderate, not excessive. We cannot be like a sannyasi, but let me not. Some people just have nothing to do. Okay, let's, you know, call some friends, go for dinner. Let's throw a party. Let's go here. Let's go there. Reduce all that. The third meaning of brahmachari is the one brahmani charati iti brahmachari, whose mind always revels in Brahman, in God. Brahman, you can say as the formless, you know, Bhagwan Sri Krishna or Lord Shiva, or the total formless aspect, which is actually that is the true nature of the Lord, is all pervading, is formless, and within and without, everywhere is that God's presence. Every object, when you see, you are seeing God. And that same formless God has taken various forms, Mother Saraswati, Parvati, Mother Lakshmi, Durga, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. All these forms have been taken, Sri Ram, Sri Krishna, have been taken by that supreme reality to give us something to love, something to connect. So Brahmachari is one whose mind is always connected with Bhagwan, you know, form or formless. The way he wakes up in the morning chanting God's name, goes to bed at night chanting God's name. And why does he do all these? He sits yukta, mind is united with the intellect and then connected with Bhagwan, the self. And matparaha, and Bhagwan is my goal. So the Lord who is here, Bhagwan says, me as the goal, me does not mean only Bhagwan Sri Krishna. What he means is the self. When he says I, he means the inner self. So he's identifying with the total consciousness. So mat paraha, so makes me the supreme goal. And so that means for me, my supreme goal should be God, who is in the murti or in the picture, or whom we have visualized in our mind, but also God, who is the self of all, who is my true self, who is God's presence within. And matpara, and that should be my goal. See, people think, I don't think in this life, you know, bahut late ho gaya. I should have started at age 20 or 30. Doesn't matter. Whenever you start, जब ही जागे तब सवेरा, वेन एवर यू हैव गॉट दिस नॉलेज स्टार्ट ऑन दिस पाथ एंड गोल शुड बी एज मच एज पॉसिबल लेट मी प्रोग्रेस टूवर्ड्स गॉड इन दिस लाइफ इटसेल्फ. गोल शुड नॉट बी आई विल गेट एनलाइटनमेंट इन टू लाइव्स और फाइव लाइव्स, इन दिस लाइफ इटसेल्फ. And Bhagwan Shri Krishna, when Arjuna asks him that if I don't get in this life, what will happen? Bhagwan says, don't worry. Whatever knowledge you have acquired, whatever spiritual progress you have made, I will keep that carefully. And in your next life, you will be put in the house of yogis, wise people, where you can continue your spiritual journey. So nothing is wasted. If we and get enlightenment this life, great. That should be our goal. If we don't get, there should be no fear that all my effort is wasted. Now next life again. The study you'll have to do, A, B, C, and toilet training and how to eat, all those things. But that spiritual knowledge that you have acquired, Bhagwan will safely keep it in the closet, and when you are ready, the knowledge will be available for you. That's why we find some of these Mahatma Shankaracharya ji by age 4 or 5 was already highly evolved, Raman Maharishi. So none of this effort is wasted. So he says, sit with that idea, mind quiet, no fear. Stay with the attitude of Brahmacharya. And control the mind connected with God. And make that my supreme goal. Yes, we have other goals. We have financial goals. Maybe we have goals for our children, grandchildren, and so on. And I have my own physical goals. I have to exercise and do all those things. Yes, all that we have to do. We have to, say, cook for my family. I have to earn for my family. I have to do all that. But my highest goal is God, and that one should have a firm determination that that is my goal, that alone is my goal. Every other goal is secondary. Of course, one has to work and all that, but that is not my main purpose. I did not get this human body just to get married, have children, and then die. I got this human body to reach Bhagwan, to know the self. Next one, in the 15th verse, Bhagwan will tell us one who has controlled his mind in such a way, what is the his final result? So Bhagwan is giving us, in a way, telling us that what a glorious result or goal it is. So how to put effort and how and what is the final goal of this person? So number 15, Yunjan evam sadatmanam yogi niyatmanasah shantim nirvana matsamsthamadigat छति युञ्जन् एवं सदात्मानं योगी नियतमानसः शान्तिं निर्वाणपरमां मत्संस्थामधिगच्छति. सो भगवान् सेज़ युञ्जन् एवं. Eva means in this way, what I have explained to you in the earlier shlokas. In this way alone, he says, Yunjan. Yunjan means two, three meanings. One is to connecting mind with God, also means mind with intellect. Also, Yunjan, Gurudev in his commentary says, balanced. So the mind which is balanced and connected with the intellect, with God, Sada, all the time. Atmanam. Atmanam here means the ego, the I, the limited being, male, female, young, old, connecting with Bhagwan always. Yogi Niyatamanasa. Here, yogi means dhyana yogi, the meditator. Niyatamanasa, the mind is completely controlled. Yata means controlled. Niyata means nishchayena yata, completely controlled mind connected with Bhagwan. And what happens? A person who lives his life in such a way, Shantim Nirvana Paramam. The Shanti means the supreme peace, which is of the nature of Paraman Nirvanam, the supreme state of moksha. You know, Nirvana was popularized by Bhagwan Sri Buddha, who said that Nirvana is the ultimate goal. So Bhagwan has, so all his these words came from the Upanishads, came from the scriptures. So he attains this supreme peace and connects with the total self. Mat samstham, and the mind is established in me, Bhagwan says, adhigachati, he attains me. Me here means the self. So evam, yunjan evam. Evam means in this way alone. This is the most important way for meditation, in this way. Yunjan means connecting. See, there are different techniques of meditation. Some people meditate on light, some people on breath, some people on space, you know, all these different. So those are good to quieten the mind, but ultimately the mind has to be connected with the Lord within, Bhagwan within, and the Lord who is everywhere. So the Yunjan, so uniting with that, Sada. Sada means all the time. So Sada means all the time I should sit in meditation. When am I going to have time to take a shower, have breakfast, take care of my house, go do my job? No. Two means Sada means one is in meditation, the 20, 25, 30 minutes I sit, my mind should be firmly connected with God. Keep it focused. If it wanders, bring it back. So as much as possible, let not the mind wander into the world. So that is sada at all time in that 20, 30 minutes. Second is that throughout the day, as often as possible, think of Bhagwan. Chant, you know, Bhagwan's name, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And then visualize the form of the Lord that you are worshipping. And do not do it mechanically. Don't say Om Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya. Not like that. Chant the name once and then can see that God who is everywhere, who is within me. So with attention, with full attention, the chanting should be done. Otherwise, it becomes very mechanical. If people have been doing it for a long time, I remember one lady, she would be, you know, we were on yatra, Om Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya. That is good. It's very good. She's thinking of the name of the Lord, but it should not become mechanical. You know, it should be with attention. Sada also means Sat, that Lord who is the Sat, who is the existence behind this entire universe, and is Chit and is consciousness. So the Lord who is the substratum of this universe. Now this mic exists, this table exists, this book exists. So that existence is God. And then I am awake, you are awake, we are all sentient. I hope most of you are awake. I think I am at least. But the idea that I am sentient, you know, I am alive, that is Sat, that is Chit. So that Lord who is Sat and Chit, I should always be connected with that. Atmanam means my ego, the individuality, should be connected with God. And yogi niyatamanasa, mind is completely controlled, not running around, not wandering. In meditation, of course, it should be focused. But even throughout the day, as we said, the more you have time, remember God. With attention, connect with him. See God in everything, in the trees, in the mountains, in the rivers, in the flowers, in the smile of a child. and also in inanimate objects, you know, even the cars, the traffic, everything is moving because of Bhagavan's presence. And mind should be, as often as possible, remind yourself of God's presence. When eating, you know, anything, going to bed, waking up, mind control. Then what happens? He gets peace, extreme peace. And the extreme peace, the example is Sudama. You know, everybody knows the story of Sudama, where he was Bhagwan Krishna's friend in the school in Sandipani, you know, in the Sandipani Rishi's ashram. And then they went back, and Bhagwan Shri Krishna ultimately becomes the king of Mathura. And Sudama was unfortunately very poor. He got married and he had a couple of children and was very poor. Barely at times he could earn for his family. He had a lot of difficulty to earn. But his mind always was enjoying that bliss of Bhagwan's presence. Oh, when we were friends, how wonderful it was. And not only as a friend, but as that supreme peace, you know, because can you imagine if you're all the time in the presence of Bhagwan Shri Krishna, how much these people would have been blessed, these gopis and, you know, Sudama and Arjuna and Uddhava and all those. So he, even when in poverty, he was just thinking of Bhagwan, no complaints, very happy. And his wife finally told him one day, you know that, you know, we are so poor, we have nothing. And you keep saying how good a friend Bhagwan, oh, no, she didn't say Bhagwan, how good a friend Krishna was to you. Why don't you go ask him for some, you know, money or for some help? He had never even thought about it. He said, okay, wife was forcing and, you know, very poor. So he went, you know that, and there stayed 2 days. Of course, Bhagwan welcomed him, washed his feet, and gave him, you know, food and nice place. And he forgot why he had come. When he saw God, his whole mind was on God. He didn't even remember anything about what his wife had said and how he's poor and needs help. And he stayed there for 2 days, and afterwards he was leaving. And as he was halfway home, he thought, oh, I forgot to ask what I went for. But he said, chalo ho gaya, what can I do? So he keeps walking. Of course, Bhagwan read his mind. And so when he gets home, he finds instead of his hut, there is a huge mansion standing there. His wife is wearing nice clothes with jewelry. His children are looking so clean and with beautiful clothes. So Bhagwan had given him whatever, even he didn't ask. An interesting thing is, even after getting all that, his mind was not on these things. His mind was on Bhagwan, how nice it was when I was with him for 2 days and in school. Even in presence of all this wealth, he was not attached. He was not tempted. So, such a person whose mind is thinking of nothing but Bhagwan Shri Krishna, how can worldly objects tempt him? So, that is the kind of peace these wise people, these Mahatmas live in. And that is called Nirvan Parama. Nirvana means, Vana means flame. Nirvana means without flame. So what it means is there are no flames of desire in this individual. A person has no other desire. Worldly things do not tempt him. His greatest desire is God, God within, God outside. And that in this life itself, I must reach him. I must know God, him or her, whoever form of God you worship. And Paramam, and that is the supreme goal of this individual in this life. And so such a person, when his mind is always on Bhagwan, then he becomes so quiet, so peaceful. And mat samstham, and established in me, he attains that. So what it means is that when this person is meditating and when he's living a life dedicated to Bhagwan, Then his mind, which is was used to run around in the world, now is stationed, samstha, it is stationed in God within and God everywhere, God outside, everywhere. So that is all he sees. Of course, he does his duty. It's not that he stops his duties, but inside and outside, he sees God's presence at all times. And his ego merges with the self within, where the ego, there is no separate ego. I don't exist, as Mirabai said, Mere to Giridhar Gopal, Dusra na koi, Jaake sir mor mukut, Mero pati soi. So she had no care for her family, in-laws, husband, nothing. Only Bhagwan Sri Krishna. And she used to wander in the streets, just wearing simple clothes, go and dance in the temple. And you know how her in-laws, father-in-law especially, tried to give her a hard time and poison her because he felt that he was the king and my king's daughter-in-law is dancing in the temple like a common person. But such a person's mind merges. And when they merge, it is as though they come home. She says, my home is not this world. My home is Bhagwan's presence within. That's why when we say Hari Om, when we meet each other, we say Hari Om. That is Hari Home. Hari Om is the same as Hari Home, that your home is inside. Your home is not this world, not this house. That's why one of the name of Puja Gurudev is Aniketaya Namaha. I mean, Puja Gurudev is one who has no house. He has no home because the whole universe is his home and his ultimate home is God. So that is the glory of this merging where they hurry home. So that is nirvana. As we said, nirvana means there is no flame of desire. Nothing can make this person happy and nothing more to be achieved. So some people say when Bhagwan says his mind is in me, he merges in me, he makes me his goal. So are they preaching Dvaita? Two, that I am there and God is there. Like people go to the temple and say, okay, God is there in the temple, I'm here. Or God is there in my puja room, but I am separate. No, Bhagavad Gita preaches Advaita. Advaita Amritam Varshini, we chant in the first shloka of the Dhyan shloka, that Mother Gita is giving us this knowledge of Advaita. There are no two. There is one alone appearing as two. And the distance we have created between ourselves and God is our own ignorance, our own ego, that I am somebody special. No, the idea should be God is doing everything through me. Whatever is happening is God working. Whatever is going on, even things may not be going well. It's okay. God knows what is good for me. And even good and bad, everything is his doing. I do nothing. So that idea that I do nothing, Swami Aparajitananda ji who comes here, he gives this four commandments. I am nothing. I know nothing. I have nothing. And I do nothing. So I am nothing, I know nothing, I have nothing, and I do nothing. Why? Because Bhagwan is doing everything. So that understanding is Advaita. So that is what we have to study. And that is what we have to practice. Yes, of course, we can worship God in a form if that attracts you. But ultimately, you have to see that merge into that total consciousness. God is not limited to the temple or to the my puja room, but God is everywhere in all objects, living and non-living, and in my body, in this self, in me, that alone is. So then there is total dissolution of the ego. And that is the goal of meditation, that is the goal of spirituality. ओम सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः, सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः, सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु, मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्। ॐ असतो मा सत्कमय, तमसो मा ज्योतिर्गमय, मृत्योर्मा अमृतं गमय। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः, हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम्। थैंक यू वेरी मच। हरिः ओम्।